12 meetings to order. Can we get a motion to approve the minutes?
The minutes has to be like that too.
I'm not supposed to have a vendor.
I'm sorry, you're ready for the minutes?
Yeah, second. All right, all in favor?
Aye. And could I make a remark about the minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought they were very helpful and very thorough. I really appreciate them.
Many does a great job.
You does a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my mind, right?
No, you're good.
Gotcha.
What'd you do to your iPad?
Well, I apparently wasn't charged, so. Yeah, I was all ready to go, just.
But I don't want to be on the audio.
It wasn't ready to go.
So do you want us to suspend the, can we do that, Chair?
We could do that, yeah, why not? We have three resolutions. Let's just both do the resolutions.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'll do it in.
So you're going to use paper then?
We have three tablets.
The point of the exercise is that you guys use these for your meeting.
I prefer to buzz through the, because I got to run, but, and I've already done a lot of this with the.
Already a couple times.
Yeah.
Most of you have.
I feel comfortable not having a review unless others need it. Did you ever get a first run through? Because I think most of us did.
Well, yeah, no, I didn't, and Jay kind of ran me through. Yeah, so let's get the resolution out of the way then. It's only going to take a few minutes here. So we'll start with resolution 338. That's amending the 2018 budget to accept funding for the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Yes. RSS is on here. And I have grave concerns about the ethics of this company. If you could pull it out of the resolution, I'd be happy to vote on the other providers. But giving them any money, considering what they've been doing in my town of Esopus, I can't, in good conscience, vote yes on this.
Okay.
And can, or through the chairman, can we?
I don't know. This is a paid contract. This is a essentially a COLA for existing workers to all of the OASIS providers in the county. So it's not just our special committee, but it's, and this is for existing programs and not just new programs.
Mm-hmm.
If we have concerns about this group, then I think we could address it at the point where their contract comes up, and that providing their employees with the cost of living increase, I plan to vote for it.
When does the contract come up?
I'm going to have to check. I don't know the answer.
Because, I mean, they have a CEO that's already making $400,000 a year, so I don't know if that's
just
all the employees.
This is just the cost of living increase. It has, it's not contract related, so it's just pass through money so we can.
I understand.
Provide for that. If you're uncomfortable, then you can.
And that's the only reason. I know the other organizations, especially family, and I think they're wonderful, but somebody's got to take a real good look at RSS. And it's my understanding that creating another company, a subcompany, to get around the fact that they don't want people to know who they are. So I apologize, because the other organizations are great, but I can't.
Okay. That's not a problem.
So can we find out when that contract is coming up?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of contracts with RSS anymore.
Good.
Yeah,
it looks like the
amount. Oh, yeah. It's not going to disparage your point, but we've had some issues with them. We've been contacted with them, but I've been successful. In this case, this is a state-approved vendor that's providing a state service.
How many contracts do you have with them in the county? Do they have more than the Eagles House?
I think the only ones that are left are always type contracts. If they're not doing, we used to do what home. A very significant program called the NST program in our social services, and we terminated and rebid that contract about 2 years ago. There was an issue where under their contract they indemnified the county, and there was a lawsuit. And the chose not to identify it.
Oh.
Chose not to do this.
Good, okay.
But this is not that. This is, money to increase the minimum wage for, more public.
That's a tough one. I can always change my mind in ways and means, but.
Yes.
Or on the floor.
Yeah, call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nate.
We will move on to, resolution 339, amending the 2018 budget to accept increased funding in the New York State Office of Mental Health for supported housing and, rail access. So, move it. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm a nay.
And we will go to, resolution 346, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement to establish the municipal healthcare finance collective to be made up of various counties for the purpose of exploring, potential savings in the stop loss insurance. Move it.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
But this is enough, public health issue, for instance, against the business to employ health insurance. I'm not sure why it's something, but, essentially, we're working with a handful of other counties to try to explore ways to reduce our stop loss. So stop loss is an insurance we buy and self-funded. That when you have very, high catastrophic claims or a lot of claims in a certain category, when you reach a maximum, you can use this other insurance to protect your underlying, insurance, self-insurance funds. We spend about $700,000 a year, my understanding, for stop loss coverage. And the idea is to work with other counties to, bid together for stop loss coverage with the idea that more covered lives and, help, we'll bring in a better price, be more efficient.
Great idea.
The way it's structured is, there's, again, five counties we're with right now. They've opened it, they've offered, all the counties that they want to participate. So I suspect there'll be more. So once we determine everyone who joins the collective, we'll go out to bid, and then at that time, we'll determine whether, that bid meets our needs or not. Whether we feel it is efficient to save money, and at that time, we'll be back to you with a contract. But again, by the nature of this being an intermunicipal agreement, it needs to come to the legislature because the chairman signs all intermunicipal agreements under the charter. And this would be normally something that you wouldn't see as we'd be doing behind the scenes. So given that it's other counties working together, it requires other legislature.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, outside of this, if this seems to work, I mean, this is kind of speculative, but would it be something you consider? You know, we've brought up consortiums and, and other, for the counties for just regular health or retirement folks' health or the insurance. Do you think it would? Because you are putting it into a bigger pool.
Not on a statewide basis like that. This is a kind of a common thing to all the counties that self-insure. I think it was 34 counties that self-insured, 37 when I checked years ago. That other type of an arrangement is something that Tompkins County had for some time. Mm-hmm. It's more of an opportunity for the municipalities within Ulster County. And we've talked to the supervisors and the village mayors about it, and it's a long process, and, people have an issue going. It's been on a discussion for us for some time to look into it. Tompkins County currently has that type of an arrangement. Tompkins County works out very well.
Is there a chance the municipalities could do this as well? I think all municipalities are self-insured.
Not so much of this, but working with us collectively for base health insurance might be an opportunity. Sure, this stop loss coverage. Again, it's one of those things where we have a similar size and also similar jobs that we do. So the risk pool is the same between Columbia County and Greene County and Ulster County. We're all doing the same type of work.
Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That was painless.
Almost.
Yeah. So anything new? Old?
Just the tech stuff.
technology. Yeah, well, we'll go over that after we adjourn. So, hearing nothing else, motion to adjourn. Second.
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.